From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Toyota says it will suspend production and sales of 8 vehicle models under recall because of a gas pedal problem. Stephen Wade is a Toyota dealer and a chairman of the National Automobile Dealers Association. He calls it a painful but necessary move.
That's going to be hard for us. That's going to be really hard. But I think, again, that shows the level of their commitment to doing the right thing.
The suspension will follow last week's recall of the same 8 models, roughly 2.3 million vehicles. In a closely watched referendum, voters in Oregon have agreed to bail out the state with higher taxes. NPR's Martin Kosky has the story.
Last year, the Oregon legislature was faced with a massive budget deficit, a gap it closed in part with higher taxes on corporations and wealthy individuals. Business leaders warned that the tax increases would kill jobs, and a signature drive forced the issue to a statewide referendum and a multi-week ad war on TV. Supporters of the higher taxes warned that more budget cuts would cripple basic services and even result in four-day school weeks. That argument seems to have prevailed, and a majority of Oregon voters has now backed the higher taxes. It's an unusual result for a Western state, where ballot measures are usually aimed at lowering taxes. The vote won't go unnoticed in neighboring states such as California and Washington, which are also dealing with big budget shortfalls. Martin Kosty, NPR News.
The presidential election in Sri Lanka has been engulfed by controversy. More than 100 government troops, including commandos, have assembled outside of the hotel containing the main opposition candidate. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from the capital, Colombo.
The main opposition candidate is General Sarath Fonseca, former commander of the Sri Lankan army. Counting from yesterday's election is incomplete, but so far the general is well behind. It looks increasingly likely that his rival, Sri Lanka's president, Mahinda Rajapaksa, will win a second term. But the election's now taken a strange twist. More than 100 troops have taken up positions outside Fonseca's luxury hotel in the capital, Colombo. Fonseca's camp says that they have appealed to the government because the army is denying the general freedom of movement, although they admit that he hasn't attempted to leave the hotel. A senior Sri Lankan commander on the scene told NPR that an operation's underway at the hotel and that the forces are trying to arrest army deserters who've been keeping weapons in the capital. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Colombo.
Soldiers from the 82nd Airborne Division found a survivor in a building in downtown Port-au-Prince Tuesday. He waited on at least 12 days for rescue and appeared to have only minor injuries. Humanitarian officials say the chances for surviving without food and water diminishes after around 72 hours. This is NPR News. North and South Korea exchanged artillery fire near their disputed border Wednesday, according to news reports in Seoul. The incident came 2 days after the North declared no sail zones in the area. Military tension between the two Koreas over the sea border off the west coast of the peninsula is not unusual. A North Korean sailor was killed and 3 others were wounded last November in a gun battle there. The International Labor Organization reports that global unemployment in 2009 reached the highest level on record since it began tracking the data 18 years ago. In a new report, the ILO finds nearly 212 million people were without jobs last year. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The report finds unemployment increased by an unprecedented 34 million in 2009 compared to 2007 when the crisis began. The main author, Lawrence Johnson, says the biggest losers are the developed economies.
And it's interesting also to note, if you think of it this way, 40% of the rise in unemployment in 2009 has come from the industrialized economies, where the industrialized economies only make up about 15% of the world's labor force.
The ILO estimates global unemployment is likely to remain high through 2010. The report says things would have been far worse without the stimulus measures enacted by a number of countries around the world. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei index of 225 selected issues is down 73 points at 10,252. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.